Today's share in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Vav Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're going to begin and end Emir Tzashem today, Simen Shin Ayin Zayin, a one sif simen, which deals with two balconies, two alios areas that are opposite each other. And you can see this in diagram in Dirshu footnote number one, what we're going to be generally talking about today, with a yard of some sort in between them. And now we'll get down to the particulars, but first let's have a little hakdama that is found in Dirshu footnote number one. He reminds us that we learned in Simen Shin Nun Zayin, which will be referred to several times in our shiur today, that we learned over there that if a person has a yard that is larger than 4x4 amos, he's allowed to go pour water in his yard. It's a single person with his private yard, no problems of carrying, but the water is going to spill out into the Rishus HaRabim. So you're obviously not allowed to take the water from your house or your yard and pour it directly into the Rishus HaRabim. That would be an Issur D'oraisa. But here, you're pouring the water into your yard, and as long as your yard is more than 4x4 amos wide, we don't care that your koach, you're pouring the water in this yard, will eventually cause the water to go flow outside your yard. Because since your yard is big enough, you're obviously not concerned that the daily usage of water that a person has, which is a certain amount of water, is going to mess up your yard over here, and therefore you bedafka want it to go outside your yard. In a 4 amma by 4 amma yard, there's enough space for the water to get absorbed in the ground that you don't have intention for the water to specifically go outside your yard. That's the basic halacha. If the yard, however, is less than 4x4 amos, so then it's going to muddy up and ruin your yard. So you want the water to go outside. You wouldn't be allowed to pour water in a smaller yard, less than 4 amma by 4 amma, because it's as if you pour the water directly into the Rishus HaRabim. It won't get absorbed over here, and it's as if your direct koach is putting into Rishus HaRabim. So what do you have to do in this situation? You have to make a pit. You have to make a guma, and that can hold the daily usage of water that a person has. Chazal will figure out how much that is, and therefore, as long as it can hold in this pit that amount, which is 2 saw, a sosayim of water, so then you're allowed to pour it into this less than 4x4 amma area, because the water will go into the pit. Therefore, you have no interest for the water to go outside the yard, and therefore, even if the water does go outside the yard, it's not called going directly from your hand, so to say, into the Rishus HaRabim. Now, our simon over here is going to build upon this din. We're talking here a chotzer shetei alios that has outside of it, as you can see in the diagram in Dirshu footnote number one, outside of this courtyard over here, which has 2 separate balcony areas with houses in those balcony areas. They're considered each like a separate chotzer, as we've been talking about in the previous simonim. And the people now did not make an Eruv Chatzeros that combines both of their courtyards. We'll see whether they made their own Eruv Chatzeros or not. That will be different scenarios. And now you want to pour water from the balcony area into this courtyard. So what is the halacha? Under what situations can you or can you not do this? So now let's begin with the mechaber. Shtei aliyos. You have these two balconies, as we just said, hapsuchos l'chotzer, that each of them open up into this middle chotzer, zu kineged zu. They're on opposite sides of this chotzer. The two balconies cannot go directly one to the other. They have to go through the chotzer to get to the other balcony. The achas also saw guma bechotzer. For example, you can see in this diagram, the left-sided balcony group of people, that chotzer balcony, made a guma so that they can pour their water into this courtyard without it being a concern that it's going to flow out into the Rishus HaRabim. And they did this, as we already pointed out, kidei lishbok bechotzer she'ein ba'arba amos. They did this into a courtyard over here that doesn't have arba amos by arba amos, so therefore it's too small to be allowed to pour from your house into this chotzer, and they did this over here to have meimeha, their water, being able to be poured into this yard, even though it's going to flow out into the Rishus HaRabim. They made a bar. However, Vashnia Loasa, the right-sided balcony courtyard over here, didn't do the same. As you can see in the diagram, there's only one guma, and it's closer to the people on the left-sided balcony slash courtyard. I.e., the balcony, again, is functioning halakhically as a courtyard. That's why I'm referring to them simultaneously as a balcony and a courtyard. The yard in the middle is a separate entity that belongs to both sides, and they did not make an Eruv Chatzeros, therefore they can't bring from their houses into this courtyard under normal circumstances. So the Mechaber tells us, the halach is as follows. In Eruv Yachad, if in fact they did make a single Eruv Chatzeros, both of the two balconies made a single Eruv Chatzeros together, so then Shtei and Mutaros Lishboch Meme, and then both sides are allowed to pour from their houses onto the balcony, into the courtyard, without a problem, even though it may spill out into the Rishus HaRabim, not a problem. That's the din over here. However, v'im lo erevu yachad, but they didn't make a single Erev Chatzeros. Now, did they make their own private Erev Chatzeros? If one of them did and one of them didn't, v'achach achas erevu, one side made its own Erev Chatzeros for its balcony, La'atzma, for itself, not jointly with the other side. Vashniya lo Erev klal, and the other balcony did not make an Erev Chatzeros. So in this situation, Zushalo Erevo Asura, the balcony, let's say it's the right side balcony that didn't make their own Erev Chatzeros for themselves, isn't allowed to pour their water into the middle yard. That's not allowed. But the side that did, the She'erva, but the side, let's say the left side of the balcony that did have their own Erev Chatzeros, is allowed to pour their water out into the courtyard in the middle. However, they have to be careful. They can't pour it directly into the guma. But what should they do? They should pour it from the house onto their porch area. And it will go on its own into the guma, into the pit. It will roll from their porch down into the pit area. That is allowed. Now, that mechaber is quite a long mechaber. We had a lot of details over here. Now we'll go see inside what the Mishnah Berurah explains the mechaber is exactly talking about. So, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph tells us, Samuch lo neged aliyosa. This guma over here that they made is right adjacent to one of the two balconies over here. As you can see in the diagram, it's very adjacent to the left balcony. The issue footnote number 2 explains, Shemashi tiru l'bnei aliyah l'shpoch mayim l'guma, that which we allow the people in the balcony to pour water into the pit, who davka kishaguma smucha la'aliyah. It's only if the pit is right next to the balcony. Vein rechokam imenu, can't be far away. As we will learn in Mitzvah Hashem, now in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul v'achas. And you see over there that the Chofetz Chaim writes, Hinei beveis Yosef hetik perush hatosvos al sugyazu, which you can see in Dirshu footnote number 6. That the B'nai Aliyah, the people in the balcony, also sakuma somuch li'aliyosam. They made the pit over here right next to their balcony. Ulevnei ha'aliyah shelo asu guma, and to the other courtyard that the pit is not adjacent to it, also lishpoch mimeim. They're not allowed to go and pour it. Why? Lefi shekivin shaguma rechoka me'aliyah, since from the right-sided courtyard the pit is far away, Chazal were concerned, shebnei ha'aliyah lo yirtzu lishpoch mimeim derech hamarpeses lamata. They were afraid that the people aren't going to want to go pour the water onto their porch and have to go from the porch into the courtyard and then into the pit, because hamayim yitanfu esachatze, because the pit is far away, and meanwhile their entire courtyard is going to be all muddy on their side, and therefore they're going to go and take their vessel with the wastewater in it, yoridu kelim maleim b'mayim lechatzer, they're going to walk down and carry into the chatzer in order to pour it directly into the pit. And that is not allowed. This area does not have an area of chatzeros, and they're not allowed to carry from their house wastewater going into the yard below. They would be allowed to theoretically pour it onto their porch and have it go out, but in this situation, the rabbis instituted over here gzera that they can't do it unless the pit is right adjacent to them. Chafetz Chaim adds over here in this Bir Halacha, the Rambam has a different perish, which we can see in Dirshu footnote number 7. Dirshu footnote number 7 tells us that the reasoning is, she'osel v'nei aliyah she'losu guma lishpoch me'em l'chotzer, why the right side of courtyard that didn't make the guma is not allowed to go pour into the guma, she'mu mitoch she'yatiru lehem lishpoch me'em l'chotzer she'enem u'revis, since if we allow them to go pour water into this chotzer, which doesn't have an eruv chatzeros for them, they're going to come, l'hotzi kelim she'shavsu b'bayis l'chotzer bli eruv. They may come to forget and bring utensils from their house into the courtyard as well. But the courtyard that did make the guma next to them, they know. They're going to know, why are we allowed to pour this? Because we made a guma. Because otherwise we can't bring our utensils into the yard. We can only do it in this way. And therefore, that's the Rambam's reasoning why the left-sided courtyard that made the guma is allowed to use it, but the right-sided courtyard that doesn't have the guma near them is not allowed to use it. According to the Rambam, though, he brings out from the Prisha, it doesn't make a difference where the guma is. It's the idea that they have a guma on the left, they don't have a guma on the right, but not that you're worried about the tinuf, like Tosus brought down in the first shot over here in the Bir Halacha. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Beis. So we said, Kedei lishbo b'chotzer she'ein bo v'chulei. They made the guma over here to allow them to pour the water into this yard that's smaller than 4x4 amos. The bechotzer, because they also lishpoch mayim kishen bo guma lazeh, because as we've learned previously, the chanal in Simen Shin Nun Zayin Sif Aleph, which we mentioned in the Hakdama, Ayin Shom for the full details, so you're not allowed to go pour water into a yard that's less than 4x4 amos unless you have a pit that can hold a sosayim, 2 sods worth of water. However, if the yard is more than 4x4 amos, so then the Ramon is going to discuss this case at the end of today's shir and see what the Mishnah Berurah says, what we wrote about it over there, which we'll get to later in the shir. And the purpose of making the guma so they can pour the water out, and they would be allowed to go and pour it into the guma directly if they made an Erev Chatzeros over here. There's no problem at all. The issue footnote number 3 explains, because since they made a single Erev Chatzeros, each side can go and pour it into the guma, even though the guma is closer to the left side than to the right side. That's not a problem, because since they made a single Erev Chatzeros over here, they'd be allowed to take the kelim out of the house and bring them into the courtyard anyway. So we don't concern ourselves as to where the guma is, or that one side made it and the other side did not. However, if they didn't make a single Erev Chatzeros, but one side made their own, the left side, for example, made their own Erev Chatzeros for their own balcony, the right side did not make such an Erev Chatzeros, so Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalet, also she'asa sa'agumah, im koshchene ha'dar metzlo b'aliyosa, the side, let's say the left side over here, that made an Erev Chatzeros, and the gumah is near them, u'mayri b'shiyesh, mayri peses, lefnei kol aliv aliyah, you have this porch area that's in front of each one of the houses on the second floor over here in this balcony area. So in this situation, v'nichnosim ha'kol ha'mir peses, derech pesach aliyah, everybody's allowed to go onto their mirpesis and carry stuff from their house onto this mirpesis, so there's no concern with carrying the water from inside their house onto the mirpesis and pouring it out onto the mirpesis, onto the porch, and then it can flow by itself into the guma that is adjacent to it. We then a yard in lechatzer, heter gomer for that side. But the other side, however, is asura. The other side that didn't make the erev over here is not allowed to do this. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Hay, afilu mosaso gam kein guma, even if they made a pit over here. But Kol Shekein, and certainly when they didn't make a pit, they're not allowed to go and pour the water onto their balcony, because they can't bring the water from their house onto their balcony. Certainly they can't bring their kli outside and go and pour it into the chotzer until it reaches the pit, or so even to bring it outside into the porch area is not allowed, the hollow erva. They can't bring something from inside their house into their porch when they didn't make an erev chatzeros on their side. El afilu lishbach b'vesa, but even to take from their house and pour it from their house, she'ele chamayim mi'atzmon l'mepesis, they'll pour the water in the house, and the water will flow out of their house onto the porch, u'misham yirid l'mata, and then from the porch will go into the yard. That's also forbidden, gamkin osur, because the chayshinon shema yachos al kilkul beso, because we're concerned that they really don't want to mess up their living room, and therefore shelo yitanim b'nei ashokim, they don't want to get it all wet and muddy, and what they're ending up going to do is v'yitaltal akli imashokim l'merpesis lehedja, they're going to forget and carry the kli out from their house onto their porch, which is not allowed. Because they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros over here, that porch is common area, and you're not allowed to bring from your private house into a common area, even though it's enclosed, without making an Erev Chatzeros. This is an Issa Derabanan. Below Erev Ubenem, since they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, you're not allowed to do that. So the rabbis didn't even let you pour it in your house, that it will flow then onto the porch, and it will flow then from the porch onto the ground below and go into the Guma, because of the concern that you don't want your house to get muddy, and you're going to end up going and carrying it from your house onto the porch, which is not allowed if they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. However, the side that did make the Erev Chatzeros, the left side in our case over here, Visha Erevim Uteris, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Vav, they're allowed, Ubavach Asaguma, but they're only allowed to do this if there's a pit over there. The Chanal, as we've already explained, because the courtyard is less than 4x4 amos, and you're not allowed to have it because then it's going to go out to Rishus Arabim. Abu below Guma, if there is no pit over here, that even though they made an Erev Chatzeros so they could bring it onto the porch, they're not allowed to have it go from the porch into the yard. Asur Lishpoch Bevesa Olamir Pesa, Shierdu Amaim Lechotzer, they can't do that. The Bevada Yerdu Mechotzer Lishus Arabim, because it's going to go, if it's a small yard with no pit, it's going to flow out from the courtyard into the Rishus HaRabim. As we've already explained, that's not allowed, b'chanal b'simin shin nun zayin. And he says, even if the other side made a pit, and even if they didn't make the pit, but the other side made the pit, and the water is going to flow into their pit, that's still not allowed. Because again, their pit is on the other side. Here we're talking about the right side, which didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, made the pit. And the water is going to have to flow all the way from the left side into the yard, go traverse the yard, and get to the pit that's all the way on the right side of the yard in the between, and therefore it's going to muddy up the whole yard. yatanit me'ashokum derech lilas and guma. They're not going to want that over here to be muddied, and therefore kivin shaguma rechokum imena. Since the pit is far away, we're concerned that they're going to take the kli from the house v'yotzi kli b'bayis imashokum lechotzer. Instead of getting the whole courtyard muddy, they're going to carry it down from the porch into the courtyard and pour it directly into the pit, which is not allowed since they didn't make an erev chatzeros, and you're not allowed to bring a keli from the house into the courtyard. Kidei lishboch lehedra leguma, to pour it directly into the pit, or even to just even carry it out into the courtyard is not allowed because v'heim halo lo erevu yachad. They don't have a single erev chatzeros over here, so it's not allowed. Finally, he said that even when you are allowed to do this, let's say for the left courtyard, have made an erev chatzeros, they can pour it into the pit that's adjacent to them. So he said only they can't pour it directly into the pit. They have to pour it onto the porch and it will flow onto the pit. Sifkat and Zayin, the Mishmur explains, the ha'echotzer mishut of l'shnem, because they can't pour it directly into the chotzer because the chotzer doesn't have an erev chatzeros and it belongs to both courtyards, both balconies. V'hem lo erev biyachad, and they didn't make an erev chatzeros, so you can't pour from your courtyard into this other common area that doesn't have an erev chatzeros around it. That's the mechaber. Now the Rama adds over here, Hagah, the kocho bechotzer she'enu merev shari. Because why are you allowed to pour it if you made, in our last scenario, the left side courtyard made an erev chatzeros for themselves, so they're allowed to pour the water onto their balcony, and it will flow from their balcony into the pit below that they made, and even though there's no common erev chatzeros on the ground area where the pit is, since it's indirectly flowing from their porch into the pit, that's allowed. So because the Mishnah Berurah explains, sivkot and ches, that the Mechaber is telling us, Rotsu Lomar, Afa gav de chotzer shaguma ba shayach l'shneihem, even though that courtyard belongs to both of them and doesn't have an erev chatzeros, you can't pour directly into the air. V'amayim yodim shom beguma mikocho, and the water is nevertheless going down there via your koach, but it's an indirect koach, and therefore it's allowed in this situation. And the Ramah continues, and he says, "V'uhadin imachotzer yosim yarba amos." The same halach would apply where you don't need a pit over here if the courtyard below is more than 4x4 amos. Then you don't need a pit over here. So in this situation, dishtein mutarim, everybody's allowed to use over here this courtyard to pour out their water. If they made an erev chatzeros together, then there's no problem whatsoever. B'chiyai gada, in this scenario, vein tzrichim leguma, in this scenario, you don't need a guma. All of the rules apply above. When can you pour? When can you not pour? Same as if there was a pit. If it's less than 4x4 amos, the same halachas apply even if there's no pit, because it's more than 4x4 amos. So if they made an erev chatzeros together, they're allowed to pour it. If they didn't, then only the side that made an erev chatzeros can pour it onto their balcony, and it'll go into the courtyard, even though there's no pit there, it's more than 4x4. They're not concerned about getting it muddy, and even though it will eventually flow out because of your indirect koach, it's not called directly causing it to go and flow out into Rishus HaRabim, so therefore there's no gezer over here. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Tes. Hainu, lishpoch gamal amepesis sheri lechotzer. If they made a common erev chatzeros, they can go directly into the courtyard. If they didn't make a common erev chatzeros, only one side did it, that side can pour onto its porch, onto its balcony, and it will flow from there into the courtyard, which is greater than 4x4. You don't need a guma, and even if it flows out into Rishus HaRabim, there's no problem. Or Myri should be Erevu Kolech Liatzmo. As I just said, they're allowed to do this if they made their own Erev Chatzeros, so then each side that made an Erev Chatzeros can pour from their porch onto their porch, and it will flow into the courtyard below. It's not a problem. V'lo Chayshin, and we're not concerned over here, Shiyotzi Akliyim Amayim L'chotzer, Lishbok B'soch HaGuma, Shos HaChaver. We're not concerned over here about pouring it into the pit directly. The Kivin Sheish B'chotzer, Shir Arba Amos, since the courtyard is bigger than 4 Amos, B'shir Shu Rachov Kazeh, when it's this wide, Roy Shiyibola HaMayim B'mkomo, the water will get absorbed, doesn't need a pit, V'lo Yiskalka L'chotzer, and it won't ruin the yard because it's a big enough yard. And therefore, this is allowed. Sivkot Yud, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, you don't need a guma in this situation, Rotsu Lomar. We're okay, and therefore, afilu im echad osa guma, litzad aliyosa, even if one side happened to have made a pit over there, lo chayshino shasheni yolich hakli im ashok musham. The other side doesn't have to be restricted, because, now that there's a pit there, they're going to want to bring this stuff to the pit, and since there's no single erev chatzeros, they'd be over carrying the kli with the water in it from their house all the way to the pit. We're not concerned about that because they don't have to do that. They can just pour it onto their porch. They made an erev chatzeros. They can pour it right onto their porch. Their side porch has an erev chatzeros. It will flow from the porch into the yard, which doesn't have an erev chatzeros on it. Not a problem over here because there's no concern that they'll go and bring the keli all the way to the pit because they don't need a pit if it's larger than 4x4 amos. With this, we conclude Simon Shin Ayin Zayin and today's shir.